This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, top of the hour. So good to be with you. It really is. I can feel, you know, it was a little overcast earlier, and I was just sitting there thinking, I was listening to that Ritchie Havens song and looking out, and the sun came out, and there was just a feeling came over me. I mean, I just felt so good about so many things in the future and this information and the power that's involved here. That's what this show's about. And I often think about Joyce and being here, and I think this kind of show and what we're going to talk about with Pastor Wright would make her proud. I think she would smile right now. And Pastor Nicholas Wright is a friend of the show, been on several times now. It's always a pleasure to have him on. He is the senior pastor at the Covenant Love Christian Center there, a little outside of Dallas. And just an absolute pleasure to have him back on. Pastor Wright, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me. It's good to be with you, and I appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate it, too. I've said on air, and I mean, I'm going to say it again, one of the happiest, if not the happiest moment of me being on this show, for me personally, if you permit me, ladies and gentlemen, to get a little personal, was when I found somebody like you, or you came to me, or we got together, or whatever, that you had found some inspiration in this show and that you have used it for your sermons and that you have used it in your congregation to this information, this teaching, to try to put revival into the people and do this. It meant more to me than probably anything else that I've done, because I understand the power of it and the power of preaching and the power going back to the American Revolution and going back to now and what it can do. So I would say to you, let's start there. What is it about the Power Hour that has invigorated you, that you've learned from, and what are you doing here on the Power Hour to tell us today?
Well, there are a number of things, and I'm a person, I'm hungry for truth, and of course my first source of truth is the Word of God, the things that the Word of God teaches. But I want to also know what's going on around me. And for a long time, like a lot of other people, if you want truth and your heart is towards truth and you don't hear a lot of it, or you hear things that don't sound like it, not only does your curiosity arise, but you start looking and searching out for avenues that are going to bring that to you. And I can just remember I was online. I can't remember exactly what it was that led me to the website, but I came across Power Hour, and I thought, okay, so I'm going to hit this button and click it. And, of course, that was back when Joyce Riley was handling things, and I started listening to some of the programs and the people that were on, and I thought, this is it. This is what I've been looking for that is going to paint a clear picture of what's going on in the world and its events, and then the people that you guys would bring on that would talk about just the truth, and that's it. I mean, to me, that meant so much to me. And then, of course, in the transition that started to go on between yourself and her, she brought you on, and you were with her some, and then you were on your own, and then you took it over totally and completely. And I gravitate towards people who want the truth, who are not afraid to stand for it, and not afraid to speak it, regardless of what's going on around them. So, I mean, that's, you know, in a nutshell, what drew me to you guys. And I listen to you just about every day. If I don't catch you live, I'm going back later on to, I want to hear, you know, what's been talked about for the day. So I appreciate you very, 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 very much.
We appreciate you. And your church, I'm amazed that there is still a church, and I'm just so heartened. I'm so filled with it gives me so much more hope to know that there's a church out there that actually teaches the Bill of Rights. I couldn't believe it when you told me. Talk to me a little bit about that, about the Bill of Rights and your church, how you came to that, and how your church is receiving this.
Yeah, I think there were a couple of, well, about two, early on, there were, you had Kelby Smith on a number of times. I think that the thing that really got up underneath me was when you guys were talking about the fact that there were two jurisdictions on this land. And that was like the capstone, the icing on the cake for me, because that really is what brought everything that I had been looking at over the years together and made everything make sense. Because looking at it from the standpoint of the Word of God, I know that in this universe, basically, we're talking about two jurisdictions. We're talking about the kingdom of God, and we're talking about darkness. And so understanding that helped me when you all started talking about what's going on this land, and I thought, man, that's it. And to see, you know, and understand from the scriptures the way that Lucifer operates, the way darkness operates, and then understanding from the Word of God the way the kingdom of God operates, I mean, everything just came to light. And so I've always believed that America came out of something that God started. And the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, all of those things, I believe, are centered in something that God started, because there needed to be something on this earth that was as close to the kingdom of God as possible, that God could operate out of, where a nation was concerned, to spread all of those truths and those freedoms and the, more than anything, the authority and the freedom that God gave to man initially. And so it's like when I started to, I would always share bits and pieces of things over the years where our church was concerned. And I told, matter of fact, yesterday, in one of the messages that we had, I shared with them, I said, you know, God, for years, you guys, I've been telling you that our Constitution is the major issue where this world is concerned. And I said, because the people that are trying to establish a one world order, they need to have that out of the way before they can do everything that they need to. And so I just, you know, as the years went by, I started to share more and more. And over the last couple of years, I've really been hitting it kind of hard and firm. And Sunday, I shared with them some things that we need to do, the church as a whole and the nation as a whole, in declaring out into the airways the things that are written in the Bill of Rights, you know, which led today to wanting to talk about the authority and the dominion that we have, and the fact that it is founded on the word, words, what we say, what comes out of our mouth. And God is the one that initiated that. He set it in motion. And when you look at the way that he handles things, everything that he does, it's based on what he says. He says it. And then he says, okay, now this is what's going to happen. And then man was made in his image and in his likeness, which means that we are created to operate and function the same way that he does. So that's where I am and, you know, where we are for today. And as the Lord leads, we'll roll.
Let's, we got 2 or 3 minutes before the break. Let's get to that. This idea of dominion, this idea of words, let's save that for a little later. That's really big, and I don't want to cut you off. Let me go back and ask you. Now, I look in the Bible, and all I see is political conflict. I mean, like right from the middle of Genesis to the very end, Jesus and the Romans, all I see is political conflict, but yet we see preachers today want to stay away from politics like it's the plague. How do you justify how can they justify this, and where do you lay down on this issue?
I can't speak for them. I'm not sure where, you know, all of their thoughts are. I mean, there's some that I've talked to. But when you look at the Bible, it has always been a struggle for nations. And I think in particular, when I look at the book of Daniel and some of the things, especially that he experienced and the Lord shared with him, you find out that Satan, Lucifer, however you want to address him, he's always wanted to rule and control and to govern. And when you look at a scripture like in Isaiah 14, which speaks of the fact that, you know, he said something in his heart, not of his own mouth, where he said, you know, I'm going to be like the Most High. I'm going to be the one who rules and governs. And, of course, he didn't have a right to say that. Man is the only creation of God that has the right, God-given right, to choose his own words. And so you and I, if we love the Lord, we can say, we can go every day, we can say, you know, Lord, I want to be more like you. I want to be like you. I want you to live your life through me. And you're not going to get kicked out of heaven because, and God's not going to shut your mouth because you're given that right. I'm given that right from him. But Lucifer didn't have that right, but yet he knew how God operated. And so he decided he was going to exalt himself above God, and it didn't work like that. Jesus said, I beheld Satan like lightning falling from heaven. But when he got involved with man, he always wanted to control the nations. And if he can control nations, then he can control people. Because what he always looks to do is to enslave people. And so that's why he wants to run governments, he wants to run kings, he wants to run presidents, he wants to rule through them, because he wants to make man subject to him. So this is what he is all about. This is why it is so important for men and women of God who declare the word of God to make these things known, because it has always been a struggle for nations. And God has always wanted nations. He started out by wanting Israel to be his nation, to be those who looked up to him, who ruled with him. He wanted to be their God, their only source of supply. He wanted to be it for them. And they wanted to be like the nation and have an earthly king over them. And God said, I'm going to tell you what your earthly king is going to do to you. He's going to bring you into bondage, period. And so we can see all through the scriptures, it's about ruling, dominion, nations from the Garden of Eden. What Satan came to do, Lucifer came to challenge the authority that God gave to man. And so there's always been this struggle. It's all through the Word of God.
There's the music. On the other side, we'll continue. I'm going to ask you about these governments controlling nations and socialism, because I've talked about, you know, Luciferianism, Lucifer, and socialism. Let's talk about those parallels, maybe go into deeper about the foundation of this country, how it's so biblical, and we'll go from there. Pastor Nicholas Wright, Christian Love.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals, are perfect for emergencies, or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
In 1775, it was a preacher who refused to take a license from the British crown that Britain realized, too late for them, they realized the power in the pulpit, and that this talk about God and about freedom and about individual liberty and the relationship with God was damning to the crown, damning. And they whipped that preacher to death. Who was there watching? Patrick Henry. Undoubtedly it influenced his famous speech, the greatest speech in American history, that God would fight, would bring friends to fight our battles for us, that we're undefeatable if we're in the cause of liberty. And of course, most notably, I know not, of course, what others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. The spirit of Christ, the spirit of liberty, the foundation of the Bible, these were interwoven, inseparably connected with the foundation of this country, and they birthed or helped birth the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Anybody who would deny that or say that that's not true, I would call them ignorant at the very least. let's put it that way. I'm going to try to be a little nicer. I got the pastor here.
Pastor, don't let me cramp your stuff.
We got... yeah, maybe I need it cramped a little bit sometimes. I said earlier in the show today that I see in America, I see two revolutions happening. One, I see a revival, kind of what you're saying, a revival spiritually that's leading us back to the foundation, and a renewal, a patriotic renewal that really is leading us back to a godly foundation. And two, I'm seeing social justice warriors, you know, want to tear down everything of the old, bring in some new revolution of socialism. Do you agree with that assessment? What's your feelings of it? And then let's talk about socialism. Why is socialism so evil and so dangerous?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, 100, 1,000%. And I think, Daniel, I look for things that try to make them as simple as possible for my own thinking, but also in trying to help relate things to other people, because I believe the simpler the better. And it's really simple. It's light against darkness. And, you know, we're coming, as time goes on, everything is moving towards a head-to-head confrontation between the Lord Jesus Christ and Satan himself. It's just heading in that direction, because there is going to come a time when everything is going to be totally and completely the way that the Lord desires it to be. But in that interim, we're moving towards that place. And as men and women, first of all, of the kingdom of God, and then of a nation like America, we have on us that God-given right and responsibility to stand up for what is true, what is right, what is just, and the things that the scriptures would portray as righteousness. And we've got the other side, which of course is Luciferian, that wants to corrupt everything and wants to, more than anything, bring men and women into bondage to darkness. And so everything now is just coming out into the open, which is, I like it, because it's like people are going to be able to see with clarity, all right, this is what's going on this side, and this is what's going on this side. Darkness has been shrouding things for a long time, but all of a sudden now there are all kinds of things coming out into the open. The light is just shining on the darkness, and things are becoming very plain to see. The gray areas are leaving, the gray air is leaving, and it's becoming light and dark. So I agree with you.
You're very unique as a pastor, far as I see it, as a religious leader in this country. How is your congregation take? Obviously, you have a congregation; they haven't abandoned you. But how do people you talk to? Does it take a while? Does it take a while for them to get this, or are they soaking this up? Or are they just now starting to see it? Or what's going on?
Many of them now are starting to soak it up. We've had you know, some challenges when I started really honing in on a lot of these things and combining what the Word of God says with them. There's some people that I don't think took to it very well. The ones that decided to push on through with it are starting to see it very, very clearly now, and it's making all kinds of sense to them. I think the problem that many people have is that they're so accustomed to thinking in terms of politics and Democrats and Republicans. And so if you start saying things that sound like you are choosing a size of a political party, they start really getting upset. It is amazing what politics can do in a church. If people think you're talking about Republicans and Democrats, man, you would almost think that you were talking about the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pled guilty today to connection with financial fraud investigations against him as part of a deal with prosecutors that include jail time. Cohen could face anywhere from 3 to 5 years in jail. Senator Richard Burr is a head Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
We hope that today's developments in Mr. Cohen's plea agreement will not preclude him from an appearance before our committee as needed for an ongoing investigation.
20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts was found dead earlier this morning in rural Iowa. Police have scheduled a press conference where they will be releasing more details within the hour. Dan Shore is a former police investigator. He explains why this entire investigation was kept so close to the vest.
Well, that's a smart investigative strategy. You don't want to give all the information you have to people out there.
Tibbetts' body was said to be found just south of Interstate 80 on Iowa Highway 21. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Over the last little bit of my life with my family, you know, as you start to learn these things, I've been disillusioned, frankly, disillusioned with churches, especially corporate churches. I've gone with my uncle a little bit, his church. He's not afraid to speak the truth, but he's, you know, a local church. And when I hear somebody like Pastor Wright, I get totally encouraged. If I live near you, Pastor Wright, I would be going to your church. I just want you to know. I would be attending your church. Christian Love, or Covenant Love Christian Center outside of Dallas there a little bit. Is there any information that you can give to people who can get a hold of you if they want to attend, or what city or anything like that?
Yep, I think I can handle it this time. We're at 5201 Davis Boulevard in North Richmond Hills, Texas. I know why you're laughing. watch out now.
So give that address real quick. Give it one more time.
5201 Davis Boulevard and that's in North Richland Hills, Texas. The zip is 76180.
Oh, there you go. I'd like to also remind people, of course, we got the top percent on sale, 20% off, or 10% off this week, and some of them, actually 20% off, some of them we have, and the iComplex CS. We've had a holdover from last week's sale. Robert Abel was on the end of last week, so, hey, his products are still on sale. People are still learning about it, hearing the replays. His products, the iComplex, try it out, give it a chance, on sale, 20% off, Robert Abel. iComplex CS, PowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Please support us. Please give us a call. We really need it, and we really appreciate it, and we want to continue this relationship with you. Let's get back to where we were. We were talking about religion, politics. Now, at one time in this country, religious speech was political speech. Anything to do with our life. Politics has everything to do with your life. And somewhere they got separated. And you were talking about how when you start saying a certain position, people think of it political as in parties. And they have loyalty to parties instead of maybe different political truths or something. Why don't you continue with that and what's your experience there been?
Yeah, I apologize. I normally hear the music and I didn't catch it last segment. But yeah, it has come to a point now where, and I believe because of the way people are in our congregation, we have taught them not just to take what we say, believe it, and never search it out. We've always taught them, even, you know, just talking about the scriptures in general, all right, we're going to present the word of God to you, but you take it home and you look and search these things out for yourself. So when we started to share these things, you know, talking about what's going on in our nation and our history, what the studious ones did, they did what they were taught, and they started to search things out for themselves. And even though it was hard for many, if not just about all of them, to swallow it, yet because of their training and their desire for truth as well, they started to see what was going on, and so it became an adjustment. An adjustment had to be made in their thinking, and so they started to do that. And it's just it was hard. I think it's hard for anybody, Daniel, that has lived in this country and to be told that things are not the way that they look, and then you discover the things are not what they look like, and then you discover for yourself that they're not. It's like, how can this be? No, this is, I can't believe this. No, really, who would act like that? How would people do us like that? But those are the facts of the matter. And, you know, once these people started getting it, it's like now, they're just searching things out now, and a lot of them are coming back and telling me things that they found.
Is that rewarding to you? Do you get, I mean, it's like me talking to you and that I had any influence, small or whatever, to where you are now. It just warms my heart. And you actually influenced me way more than I ever influenced you. It's just like magnified. I'm so happy to talk to you. Do you get that same feeling talking to your congregation?
I sure do. I do. And like this, when we started, I love truth. I want truth. And I, from what I see in the scriptures, a part of my responsibility is to lead people to that. I'm not to govern over them or lord over them. I'm to be an example to the flock. And so what we do, my wife and my family, and what we do is we do everything we can to exemplify what we believe God would do if he were pastoring this church. And we search for truth. We want people to be free. That's what this whole thing is about. Jesus said, if the Son shall make you free, you'll be free indeed. And so freedom has everything to do with Christianity, and it has everything to do with our nation. God wants us to be free. He doesn't want any other human being, or excuse me, any other man or woman ruling over another man or woman. He wants you to be free, so that you can understand what he has for you, what your place is in his plan, And then you can take that, just like we're talking about right now, and we can begin to share these things with each other. And what are we doing? We're building each other up in the truth. And what all of that is going to lead to is the fulfillment of everything that God has for mankind.
It was a few episodes ago. I don't remember where of the broadcast. I talked about how, you know, people say Lucifer is the god of this world and how he took some dominion away from Adam and Eve. Were you listening to that episode? Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I talked about how when God came down after the fall, he talked to Adam. He talked to Adam because Adam was the man in charge. He had the dominion, the crown. And Adam passed the buck and blamed the fall on Eve. So the God then talked to Eve, and Eve passed the buck to the serpent, to Lucifer. Lucifer didn't deny it, didn't do anything. He took all the blame. He took the responsibility, and in that moment, he took authority. Now, I talked about that. What's your feeling about that? And two, I never talked about how Jesus got it back. Maybe we can discuss that. So go ahead. We got about 3-4 minutes before the break.
Okay. I mean, you hit the nail on the head when we talk about what Adam, and boy, this is a bad deal for men. But anyway, he didn't accept responsibility for the authority that God gave to him. And so something else we could talk about, and boy, we could really get into some stuff here. But he actually blamed God because he said, the woman that you gave me is the reason that I did this. So, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's really deep, man. He not only, you know, threw his wife under the bus, but he threw his creator under the bus. And so, I mean, it's a real raw deal. But anyway, that's the way that Satan ended up being able to rule and to govern, is because really man just abdicated his place of authority. He just said, I dropped it. And really, when you look deeply into it, Adam created treason. Because the scripture tells us over in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that the woman was deceived, but the man wasn't deceived. His eyes were wide open to what he was doing. So it's like he became a traitor to God. But anyway, what happened, the long and short of it, is that Lucifer ended up with the authority. And it was that way right on up until the cross, when Jesus decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to come here and I am going to pay the price for man's irresponsibility. He gave everything away, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put myself in a position to get everything back. So he did.
Yeah, he when he was accused of blasphemy and all manner, they wanted to kill him. You know, what did he do? He didn't say anything. He took it all.
Took it all.
He took all the curse and all the blame. We got about a minute or so before the break. We have one segment left with Pastor Nicholas Wright of the Covenant Love Christian Center today. He's coming back on tomorrow because this is very deep in the subject, and we're going to go deeper into this. I want to go into this idea of dominion, and I stopped you earlier in the show, but let's get into this now about how you took the Bill of Rights and how your power of your words and the power of contention and the power of creation. So we got about a minute or so before break now, and then certainly we'll get in, well, actually 30 seconds. So that's what we'll talk about, and also after the break. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me read the scripture, and that maybe this will take us to the break, and we can come back after that. In Psalm 8, from verse 3, interesting, very interesting scripture. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you've ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him, or that you care for him, or give attention to him? For you made him a little lower than angels. And, of course, that word angels is really the word Elohim. So what it's saying is that you just made him a little lower than yourself. You crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. You had put all things under his feet, all sheep, oxen, beasts of the field, so on and so forth. I hear the music in the background.
Boy, that is powerful.
Yep.
Back on the other side. Back on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's hard once you feel something and know it, and a lot of times to express it. And Pastor and I were just going back and forth. My uncle even talked to him a little bit during the break. And I feel such a kinship to him, and just just an affection on some level. I mean, it's hard to describe. And when you, I know that this knowledge, I know it, I am absolutely convicted. This knowledge and this connection between the foundation of our country and who we are and looking at something greater than ourselves and be able to kick off this secular humanist lies that have been shoved down our throat, that there's something greater than ourselves and our place in them and our position and who we really are. And that's not even per se a religious sentiment per se, like a church building. A church building can't contain it. It's like the whole universe. And the church, like Pastor Wright's church, is then magnified to the position that it should be held. And then the universe is magnified. Do you understand? It's like they all together are lifted up. Pastor, I have to imagine, as you start learning these things, that maybe you and your wife maybe had some conflict back and forth, or how did that go with her?
Well, I'll put it simply the way it is now. We're on the same page, and we're working at some things now. We're getting our church and ministry all, you know, lined up like it's supposed to be. Our own lives, and I'm not, you know, afraid to say that, you know, our passports and where our church is as far as, you know, being something that's under God. Let's just put it like that. So we're moving in that direction with everything, and we're on the same page. She's a great lady. We've been married 40 years this June. She's mother of three children of mine, and two daughters and a son, and they are great children. Two grandchildren. So, she's a beautiful lady and a great, 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 great woman of God. She's a smart and sharp as a tack, I'll tell you that.
That's fantastic. Oh, I love it. Oh, it's so good to talk to you. We're going to talk more tomorrow with Pastor Wright. He's going to come on. This is so important, these principles that he's talking about, and putting them political, religious, spiritual, whatever, all in one package, and they all are magnify each other. We're talking about dominion and using your voice to really, as it relates to the Bill of Rights and then the Scriptures. Will you please finish that, Psalm chapter 8, then the Bill of Rights, your voice, all that?
Yeah, so when the scripture there tells us, there's the question, the writer asks the question, what is man? I mean, that's a big question. What is man that you are so involved with him? And so that tells us right there that man is the pinnacle of God's creation. And the closest thing, the closest being in the whole wide universe that comes to God himself is man. He's just, the way that scripture puts it there, he's just a shade below deity. And so everything that God himself had, he invested in man. And said, now I want you to do in the earth what I do where I live. So he gave man dominion and authority in the earth, meaning that you have the right to speak, to govern, to subdue, to replenish, and all these wonderful things. And one of the things that you know, caught my attention and was made so plain to me years and years ago, when you look at Genesis chapter 1, you see the way that God does things. And he went through the entire chapter of, you know, when God refurbished the earth, he said, and God said, and it was so, 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 and all through that, and he said, and let us make man in our image after our likeness. He said that. And he goes through, I mean, it is almost monotonous when he could have just used maybe two or three, four verses and said, oh, he created heavens, firmament, stars, sun, moon, and man. And just left it at that, but he went through the entire chapter, and God said, and it was so, and God said, and it was so. So he's letting us know the way that he exercises his dominion and authority. And when we go to other scriptures in the Bible, it tells us, for instance, in Psalm 107:20, it says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And Isaiah 55:11. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing that I sent it to. So we see, and that's just a small cross-section of scriptures, but everything he does by saying it. That's where his dominion and his authority are released. And so here we come, and we have man coming on the scene in the image and the likeness of God. And he has the right and the ability to do the same. When we see Adam, we see him naming all of creation, the animals, the bugs and all that. He was looking for a help that would be, you know, helpful to him. And it says the Father brought all these animals to him to see what Adam would call them. And Adam gave names to all of these created beings. And we go through the Word of God, and we're kind of going kind of quickly here. We find in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says there that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Jesus talked about talking to mountains, and he said, what if you, whatever you say, because you believe it in your heart, that's what will come to pass. So man is on that he's on that level with God that he has the right to speak, to create, to cause things to happen by what he says. So this is very important for us. You know, it has been for mankind all throughout the ages, but we really need to understand this today, because this is where our authority and our dominion is going to be. And if we don't understand how to take God's word and use it and speak and declare some things, there are things that are not going to get done. We're not going to win anything by fighting with bombs, with punching people in the mouth and all this kind of crazy stuff. It's going to begin when we understand how we're supposed to use our word. Now, we can take what the scriptures say, but we can also take what the Bill of Rights says. And we can begin to take every single one of these amendments and begin to speak them out into the airwaves. Like, for one, all right, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, so on and so forth. Well, why don't we just say, you know what? This is what God gave us for this nation. Why don't we speak these things out and believe that the power of God will work with us as we're declaring these things? And not only that, Daniel, and we'll get into this, I guess, tomorrow some, but it becomes one of these things will become a focal point of unity. And so you talked about this being something that we could rally around and unify. Well, we can do that. We can do it by what we say where these things are concerned.
My God, I started to get chills when I started to hear you talk about this and the power and the words. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this tomorrow. We're not going to win this by bombs or whatever. We're you know, we got giants in the land, or like we think they're giants in the land, but God's much more powerful. When we use the unseen power here and what God's given us and the Word and our foundation, when we really use this and understand this, I mean, mountains will move, the seas will part, everything. Pastor, last word till tomorrow, about 20 seconds.
Yeah, so anyway, we're looking forward to tomorrow and just expanding on these things. And I just want to encourage everyone, you know, before we finish for today, take that Bill of Rights and just begin to speak it out. Read them out loud.
Speak it out. Gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.